I am Hayley Louise Thornton, the Heritage Activity Coordinator. So currently on a lovely canal, surrounded by trees and bushes and ducks, loads of ducks. And actually the sun's coming out, so that's quite nice. So Y Heritage is funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund. And we basically work with museums and young people to sort of bring the two together, bridge that gap that's kind of missing. We're funded until December this year, so we're sort of slowly going into the phases of wrapping all our projects up. But we've done so much. We've funded so many different projects, worked with so many different museums and young people. It's been a really good experience to sort of get out and see what heritage is around, really, and get the young people interested. We've had such good feedback, and I think because they've sort of been missing that engagement, because they're very family orientated, so with young kids it's fine, but then it seems sort of like teenagers and older, they're just sort of missed out a bit. And the museums really want them to engage, so being able to bring them to the venues and get them working together, they've really benefited from it, and they've really enjoyed the relationships they've managed to build. What have I learned? I think I've learned that there's a lot more heritage around than you realise. Like, when I think of heritage, I might think of like a castle or a stately home, but actually it can be methods of gardening. It can be how you decorate something. There's so many things that I never initially thought was heritage, like the history of a football club. I never would have thought, let's arrange a trip to take some young people to Leicester City football ground. That never would have occurred to me. But actually, when you start to think about it, there's so much more than you realise. The amount of young people we've had involved who never would have thought to do anything like this, like especially with the sort of residents at the Y, the amount of time we're like, oh, come on, get involved in our heritage project, and they're like, I don't think I want to do that. But then they'll come along to a session and we'll start talking to them and they get really into it. But if we hadn't have sort of approached them, it never would have crossed their mind.
Paul McCaffrey, I'm one of the trustees, and I'm volunteering today because we've got a big event on and they needed as much help as possible. Yeah. I live locally, and it's a good facility for the local village, and because of the pandemic it seems to become more and more popular, bit of a focal point for the area, gets a lot of Facebook messages, and as a trustee really we try and set the strategic direction and leave the operational staff to implement it. I've only lived in the area for 7 years, but I've always been interested in industrial history and canals, which is one of the reasons why I became a trustee. I think the fact that it's free helps. There's no car parking charges. When people get here, they're always surprised how much there is. It is more than just the canal and furnace. There's plenty of countryside to walk through. It then links up with Donisthorpe Country Park, the old railway line that will take you all the way into Measham or further up towards Swadlincote. So you can turn up and you can spend the day for free. Well, I'm a bit of a Luddite because of my age. I look at Facebook, but I never contribute to it. And what always amazes me is, I think it's Tom and Jess put messages on, and the number of responses that we get. So this morning, about the craft fair, I think there was 20 or 30 messages, people obviously pinging friends saying, shall we meet up? So it seems to work really well. I think we've got 40 odd volunteers, probably approaching nearer 50, and here I think we do quite well, but that might not be the case elsewhere. Yeah.
Honestly, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So give us a little bit of the description of this room.
It's a cabin from about 1860, and the family up to seven people lived on board the boat, but only the father and the mother and the youngest children would have lived in here. Father and mother would have lived on board on the bed here. The two youngest children would have sat on the bench there and slept on the bench there, and then the older children would have all lived on the load, with the canvas roof, so that if they were carrying iron ore or limestone, whatever they were carrying, that would be in their pillow, effectively.
Wow.
That's just quite staggering. All their cooking would have been done here. They would have had this little table here would have let down for eating their meals. Yeah.
It even looks like inside my granddad's old bow-top wagon.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, mum and dad would have slept on the bed. This would have folded down to make a double bed across there. But the best one of all, and the children love this, the baby slept in the bottom drawer.
Super.
He wasn't shoved under, though.
Boiler furnaces everywhere.
Thank you so much, guys.
Pleasure. Nice to have you.
That was wonderful.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, thrilled. Yeah, thank you so much.
See you later. It's like stepping back into.
If you want to stick your radio on there, it's always handy.
We'll walk up to the loft and put that in, is that okay?
Watch out for the horse blades as well, they're all good.
Jess Cram, I'm the site assistant, so I just do everything that Tom doesn't want to. This is week 6 or 7 now. Found on Facebook, applied, somehow got the job, and absolutely love it. I seem to be doing well. I'm actually a graduate of archaeology and ancient history, so I've always wanted to work in something to do with those fields. Originally, I actually wanted to be a field archaeologist, but I kind of saw the job and thought, actually, this seems really up my street. Applied and I loved it. People come here to see the museum a lot of the time, so it's not surprising they love it. It is surprising how many people actually come round to an industrial museum to me, because I'm usually more interested in ancient history, so I think that's more interesting. But this has been amazing, and I'm getting more and more interested the more I work. So we've actually got such a good furnace because it was a complete economical failure. It didn't make back the money that it took to actually build it in the first place. So instead of actually rebuilding, making it work better, they just gave up. We're like, yeah, this is fine. We're just going to leave it as is. And then Lord Moira, he moved people in here. He turned it into a housing for 11 families. We had four in the building, the actual under the bridge house, one underneath the bridge, the bridge itself in the archway, making a little cottage. There were some people in the engine house and some people in the stable as well. It's insane how many people fit. And he didn't actually, the last person didn't leave until 1972. 23 years, I think it has. I think it was fully refurbished in 1998. And so that's about 23 years. Sometimes a little bit, because we're a little bit out of the way, but we're getting more and more in. As we get more volunteers, they talk to their friends and they come and volunteer for us and they talk to their friends. So it's getting a lot better now. Like I said, I mostly stay on site doing the physical stuff. I do send in photos though. So, well, today we've actually got a massive craft fair on. We've got 39 stalls, I believe, today, with some food vendors, and they're all selling handmade stuff that all really fit the vibe of this place. So we've got a couple of jewellery makers, we've got some wax... We've got a lot of wax melts, I'm not going to deny. People like making wax melts, so we have a lot of those. Some really nice food on. There's some wood carvers over on the other side over there, and it's just really cool. And the last fair we had loads of people, constant people coming through. We've had to open up the big field in the back because of how many people were expecting to turn up. So yeah, it's going to be a pretty awesome day. Yeah.
Cool stuff. I kind of just want to like drop all this, run off, and just go to
that thing. Have a wander through and see what there is. Yeah. Oh, look at the little train.
Oh my god, that's adorable.
I wonder if it's got a little whistle.
That'd be adorable. Podcast for the Moira Finance. Would be all right to ask you a few questions?
Yes, please.
Okay. How's your day so far going?
So far, it's quiet, but the sun's coming out, and I'm hoping that it'll get better. It was quiet last time that I did it as well. Started slow, and then gets better.
Yeah.
When were you here last?
So the first time they did it, so the first Sunday of June.
Oh,
I forgot
okay.
what month I'm in now.
Yeah.
Yes, it was very good last time, so I'm hoping that it'll be good this time too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry.
Shall I jump in? Are you local to the area or have
yes,
you travelled far?
I'm from Swadling Coat, so took me 4 minutes to drive here today.
Perfect.
That's what we like, yeah. How did you learn of the Moira Furnace to...
I follow them on Instagram, and then lots of my friends were like tagging me in it saying you should go and do this. I was like, yes, a craft fair, they're open again. Yes, it was very exciting.
Yeah,
it is nice to have these things opening again, I think. I miss stuff like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I'll be here at the next one and the one in September as well.
Brilliant. Great. Oh, well, I hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having a chat with us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
She was a good one to start with. Maybe we should try someone who's selling food because they might give us something to try.
Tactical, I like it.
Oh, I spy food. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello there.
Hi.
We're doing a podcast for the Moira Furnace.
Oh, lovely.
So we'd
lovely.
Like to ask you a few questions, if that's all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, how's your day going so far?
Yeah, really well, actually. It's not raining, so, yeah, it's definitely brilliant.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, I've done a few sales already, so, yeah, it's really nice. Lovely atmosphere here. So, we loved it last time when we came last one. Really, really nice.
How did you learn of the Moira Furnace to get it done here?
I don't know, actually. I might have to ask my sister. Lindsay, how did we learn about the Moira Furnace?
One of my friends tagged me in Instagram and said, you would really, do you want to do a store here? So that's how we found out about it, through Instagram.
Oh, cool. So are you not local to the area then? Or
yeah, we live in Culloughton, so it's not not far away.
Yeah, just the other side of Ashby.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, awesome. Very local.
Bit of a hidden gem then, this place, I suppose.
Yeah, it's lovely, yeah. In fact, one of my daughters comes to a ballet lesson, like, just over the side of that, those woods. So we know it really well. Yeah, it's a really nice spot.
Lovely. Oh, well, thanks for having a quick chat with us.
Thank you.
Hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
No free food, but never mind.
We'll get them next time.
We will.
I'm Tom Phillips. I'm the site manager. So today we have a craft market, craft fair. This is the second this year. The first one was in June. We run them the first Sunday of every month, and it's a way of celebrating the creativity that sprung up through lockdown and through the horrible year we've had, and giving these small local businesses a chance to come out and show their wares, sell their wares, make a bit of extra money, and give something back to the community. Because we are a fantastic outdoor venue, it's a very safe venue to have these events. People keep socially distanced. All the stalls have hand sanitizers on. Our toilets are cleaned twice a day. And it's a safe area to come. And people have come, they realize it's safe, they're spreading the word, and they're coming back. You know, we've seen a massive upsurge in people coming just to visit the park and the museum and riding our boat. And so that's translating as well to the craft fairs and to our car rallies that we have and to our outdoor theatres. What I'd like to do is try and come up with an event that will fit with where we are. So this was a blast furnace built in the 1800s. It's got a lot of industrial heritage. But during the social history, when people lived here, we had cottage industries, we had a cobbler on site, we had seamstresses. So this craft fair, for example, is just carrying on that tradition. Local people doing crafty things to make a living. The theatre, it's heritage. We've got Macbeth coming up. We've just had A Midsummer Night's Dream, and we've got Treasure Island later on in August. And again, it's the classic theatre. So it's heritage theatre, essentially. And the car rallies. Without the Industrial Revolution, you wouldn't have the cars that we have today. And we have a whole range of cars from, you know, the 1940s, 50s style right up to modern day. And so it charts the history of the car industry. We made metal here and we made iron. And so it's that natural progression. So I like to try and keep events in line with what we offer here in the site itself. We are hoping to start working with schools again next year, get school groups here, and do things. We have been engaging with like the local guides group. They've come and they had a trip on the boat and they looked around the museum, and then they did a litter pick for us as well. So we're trying to engage local youth groups like that. But we're hoping to build up the education side more as we go forward. It used to be quite a strong offering here, and it's kind of dipped away. And as a former primary school teacher, one of my focuses will be to get that education offer up and running again and get the schools back here and spread the word. They don't do anything past 1066. Apart from, they do something, a time, an era that affected the country as a whole, or a local and or a local history study. So we can fit into both of those. So local schools will come and do the local history study, or if they're looking at Victorians or Industrial Revolution, it fits within those. So actually that had a bit of a detrimental effect on us, but we've just got to be smart and think outside the box and try and encourage those schools to come and do their visit for Industrial Revolution or Victorians here. It's been made harder thanks to the changes in the curriculum, but we'll see how it goes. Well, we did have a charity ab sale planned for last May off the top of the furnace. using some old contacts of mine, a chap who does abseils down churches and things, so he was well versed in historical buildings and abseiling. But that all fell through. We'd like to get him back at some point. In terms of using the woodlands, I wanted to, and then Wild Minds came along. Two lovely, lovely women who run Back to Nature sessions, wildlife sessions, meditation sessions in the woodland, and they're expanding to family groups and the holiday clubs and that kind of stuff. So that's great. That's a weight off my mind. I don't have to worry about that because that's something we're offering now through them, and they're doing such a great job. They're building that company up. They've been on radio and TV, and it's great. So it's really nice to see, as someone with that background, to see the grounds being used in such a way. It's great. The next couple of years will just be to build on what we've done. Last year was, we salvaged last year through quick thinking, by selling teas and coffees when the museum couldn't open, that kind of thing, and trying to make something of nothing, really. This year, we're capitalising as much as we can on the want and the need for people to stay local and outdoors. And so we'll build on it. You know, we'll carry on doing these craft fairs next year. We're looking at potentially doing a Christmas one this year as well, and doing that again next year. I want to put more outdoor theatre on, you know, as opposed to three. We'll have more, probably four or five. Bands down in the hearth there, that kind of thing. Smaller community events. We are a charitable trust. Our main source of income is whatever we get through the museum and its shop and the boat rides. So these extra events, they're vital. You know, each stall here is paying £15 for a pitch. To them, it's not a great deal. To us, it's vital. We're not charging entry. We're not charging car parking fees. We may look to, in the future, charge like ask for donations on entry. But, you know, it's that working with communities, getting things and events up and running. And so it's over the next few years, it's that balance of increasing what we offer, increasing what we make to keep this charitable trust going, but also making it good value for money and giving back something to the community.
Yeah, Dee Rooney. I'm a volunteer and I'm fairly new. I've only done it for about 8 weeks. Work in the shop predominantly, sometimes do a little bit around the garden, bit of weeding and that sort of thing. Had some training on the boat, but I think I'll stick to the shop for now. Finished work last year. Live literally about 2 miles up the road. Knew it was a nice little spot and thought, yeah, it's a good way to meet people, give something back to the community. And don't mind getting stuck in, to be honest. So, you know, I know there's events going on and they're always looking for people. So, yeah, it's a nice spot. It's a good family spot. We used to come and go along the canal mainly, have a walk along the canal, have a coffee down at the bottom. Grandchildren come to the park. It's quite a good park for all ages down there, you know, to play on, and walk them through the woods and look at things along the canal, at the ducks and that sort of thing. So yeah, we used to come. Well, they still do come, yeah. I enjoy watching people enjoying themselves coming out, especially when the weather's good, if they go on the boat, go in the museum, you know, seeing people having a good time and enjoying it. And most people, you know, are really pleased to be out, especially after lockdown. So I enjoy that side of it. Just watch it, you know, it's a nice atmosphere. It's good. It's good to come out and see people enjoying themselves.
Right, I'm Sue Price, and I've been here 4.5 years. My husband and I, who works on the boat, we both retiring, and we wanted to sort of do something to fill our time, really. So I was more worried about Mike. I can go to WI and things like that, but he's become a skipper, and I do the gardening side of things and litter picking and working in the museum. I didn't live in the area. We lived just down in Solihull, which is not far away, but we wanted to find somewhere to live, a bungalow. So we came up to Ashby. We drew a ring round Ashby and we realised there were lots of places where you could go on bikes and walks and that sort of thing. So we thought it'd be a good idea to move to this area, and it's lovely. Yes, we've got a craft event. I'm not quite sure how many tents, but they look about 30, 35 tents, and it's very popular. We also do, as I say, we have a car event second Tuesday of the month up until September. And last month we had over 300 classic cars turn up. It was amazing. So people, I think since lockdown, have discovered this area because of walking. And it's amazing how many local people say, I didn't know this was here. And it's a real gem. I was saying we were volunteering on Wednesday and two of us came into the office and we both said how beautiful the site looked. It's just lovely, lovely. The events we've got, we had the open air Midsummer Night's Dream the other week, and I think they're coming back again to give us some more entertainment. We've got a big band coming in August. We actually saw them perform about 2 years ago, but it's one of our volunteers. He plays the trombone, and he's bringing the whole thing, and they're going to perform in the Furnace Hearth, so that'll be a good I know it's August bank holiday, but you know, that's going to be coming up as well. So yes. We can always do with more volunteers because during the summer holidays, when we're open 6 days a week, it's quite committed in that we need people morning and afternoon to man the museum and the boat. So, of course, you need at least four volunteers in the morning and four volunteers in the afternoon. And the more volunteers we have, then the less pressured you feel to perhaps come in and fill a gap. Not that I mind coming in, I'm retired, so it doesn't really matter, but well, we've got three areas to the museum. The one on the ground floor is to do with the social side, because at one time when the museum only the furnace only functioned for about 6 years, and then it was empty and it was made into living accommodation. So we've got the Furnace Families exhibition, and we're also trying to find out about people who used to live on the Crescent. There used to be 80 houses down on the Crescent and they were demolished due to subsidence. So we're trying to find out how people lived, sort of careers they had, people that lived down there. And then in the bridge loft, we've got the industrial side, how the iron was made. And we've got a lovely big diorama that shows you the site in about the 1880s, something like that. And then you can look out on the viewpoint to the drop where they used to put the coal and the iron ore and the limestone down. And then we've also got a World War One kitchen, which takes people back to olden days. But yeah.
My name is Jordan Rose. I'm fed up of pulling on this road. I've pulled it for 10 years and now I have to pull it again. I hope there's a tasty green apple. I'm starving. I hope there's stables nearby. Quick, let's go and ask Mum where to hide because the inspector is coming. I hope Uncle John is safe because Loughborough has been bombed by a zeppelin.
My name is George. I've got to inspect this boat, so I wonder how many children I will find. If I...
So all of those mice were designed by Niamh, this girl here. So when we came to the museum, she was really passionate about making something fun. So I'm glad that you took the time to take part. And I'm going to give you this.
I'm going to take a photograph of Lauren with her certificate.
Fame.
you are our first young person ever to do that trail.
Wow. I did say that to her.
Well done.
Well done, well done. Could I,
that's what we like.
Could I get you to just tell me maybe your two best words to describe the trail?
Amazing.
Oh, what would be the next one?
Incredible.
Incredible and amazing. We can do
they
that.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Let's do an elbow. Real. Fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Lauren. Actually, where's the internet?
Podcast for the Moira Furness. Is it alright if we ask you a few questions?
Okay, yeah.
Your stall looks very interesting. Do you do this thing often, or?
Actually, it's quite new for us. So we're actually a care farm, so we use the products to help special needs kids. So we launched a lot of the products through lockdown to keep us going and keep the animals fed and everything else. So yeah. So actually, this is our second one.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
Where are you about located?
We're just outside Tamworth, in between Tamworth and South Coldfield.
Okay. How did you find out about the craft fair today?
On a craft page on Facebook. Somebody advertised it there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is amazing. Yeah, I can't believe what you said about, like, this all happened basically because of lockdown, really.
Yeah, so we started with a charity, so we did riding for the disabled, and we know there was not all children really wanted to ride, or a lot of adults were too heavy to ride, so we wanted to be all inclusive, so we got some sheep and we've always had bees, so it was more hands-on with the animals. And when lockdown hit, we were like, well, hang on, we've got to do something to keep the charity going, and we had all of this wax sitting around, so I was like, right, off we go then. So I got to making my own products, got them all certified, took a bit longer than planned. I think they were very busy in lockdown. And yeah, here we are. So the plan is, as we can open and get back to normal, that probably more so the adults, but and all of the people we work with can get involved in helping making them, helping the pricing, a little bit of a social enterprise really, just to help everyone. Yeah.
Great. So was it like a big skill learning sort of session for you to get to
this? Yeah. It was and it's not really we're farmers really, so it was a big learning curve. My poor family members were having things posted out left, right and centre to test for me, which I think they loved. And then it was quite hard trying to get the assessment, trying to, because you have to get all your percentages right, and I don't do maths. But yeah, it all worked out okay. Well, hopefully people seem to like projects.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed.
Well, your stall looks like it's been very busy as we've been walking past. It's always
the honey is here, always so. Popular. Yeah,
yeah.
And we don't do anything to. It's all completely natural. It's filtered as it comes out the hive, and then filtered as it goes into the jar, and that's it. Nothing else. And the bees are left completely natural. The honey's always popular. It's good honey.
Well, I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
For having a chat with us.
Thank you.
Very Enjoy much. Your day.
Pop by later and buy something.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Happy Sunday. So, almost, if it wasn't for lockdown, she wouldn't be here. She wouldn't be making all this stuff with the beeswax.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I feel like lockdown's given everyone time to do more skills and things.
Definitely. And eat more food.
Yes.
that was my skill, just eat more food.
The best sort of skill.
Thank you very much.
We need to find one of those eating competitions now. Or set one up ourselves. We can get the food stores.
I was going to say, we should have had a stall today. Should we rip round this way?
You're getting picked up.
Want to have a chat?
Yeah.
Hello. Hi.
You're right. We're doing a podcast for the Maria Furness.
Oh, right, okay.
It'd be all right to ask you a few questions?
Yeah, that's fine.
How are you enjoying your day so far?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's lovely to see the sun's come out at last. And it's getting quite busy now as well, which is really good.
How did you learn about the Maria Furness?
I found it just online. I follow Maureen Furness on Facebook, so I found out about the cracker on there.
Are you local to the area?
I live in Melbourne, so I'm quite close.
Do you make all the stuff yourself on this?
I do, yes. Yeah, I've got a sewing machine at home, so I sew it all on that, on my dining room table. I don't have a fancy office or a fancy studio, just on my dining table around two children, so...
That's all we need sometimes, yeah. Isn't it?
These are great. They all look so cool.
Yeah. Do you do lots of craft fairs around? Or?
No, this is just my second one. So I only started this year. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
What inspired you to start?
I just wanted something for myself. It was, just during lockdown and things. I just wanted something, a little hobby of my own. And then,
yes,
I started making things like this for my children. And then I decided I'd start this business. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So before lockdown, had you not really been sewing at all?
No. And I've got a proper job alongside. I work in a school. So I do all this on my spare time. So.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's great. Well, thanks for having a chat with us.
That's all right.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. See you later.
Bye.
I can't believe that's another person who is only here basically because of lockdown.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, I think we've reached the end of the stalls. Should we do an about turn?
We'll just like run down the steps out of life. Can't catch us now.
Hello,
we're doing a podcast for the Maria Furness. Is it all right?
Yeah,
How did you learn about the Maria Furness?
I'm a regular visitor here and follow the Facebook page, so that's how I knew about the craft fairs that are happening here.
Oh, nice. So you're local then?
Yes, based in Swadling Coat. So yeah, we come up here quite a lot with my little boy.
Oh, lovely.
Are you enjoying your day so far?
Yes, I am. I'm just hoping it doesn't rain, because books and rain don't go.
They don't really, do they?
No.
It's quite nice, the weather's working out so far.
Yeah. Just keep the sunshine coming, and I'm quite happy.
Yeah.
As long as there's no rain, no thunder.
Not until we're all finished and packed away.
As long as this is all down and in the car, yeah.
Do you like to visit the Maria Furness outside of, like, craft fairs?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We... my little boy likes to try and get in the canal as well, so yeah. Entertaining, shall we say. And get in with the ducks over there as well. So,
Of course, yes. We've seen the ducks, haven't we?
Yeah, we love coming up here. He loves being outside. He's definitely an outside child, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. And what about the stuff you're selling today? Is this, like, things that you sort of own and are selling on, or do you buy in?
I started being an independent husband organiser in 2019 when my little boy turned one, and I do buy the stock in, but I also place orders. So I've had a customer this morning that wants a couple of the items that I've got out on sale, so obviously I'll pop them order in and then deliver them to them in the week. So yeah.
Real.
So yeah, no, I've had a fantastic first one last month. So
okay.
A lot of stock that was left behind pre-COVID has now come out the boxes and disappeared again.
Yeah.
My house. So yeah, no, it's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that.
Do you do a lot of craft fairs?
Try to, yeah. I mean, 2019 I was out every weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, both days as well. It's like a nice break away from the house. But, I fit this around my little boy, you see, at the moment until he's at school full time, and then get back into full time employment.
Great. Was there anything that inspired you to do this?
Being able to fill my bookshelves, well, my little boy's bookshelves, with books, and obviously helping schools and nurseries as well, because I can offer huge benefits to them as well, and obviously the community as well.
Brilliant. Lovely. Well, thanks for having a chat with us. Hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
And let's pray that the sun stays.
Because if there's any thunderstorms, it'll be me squidding like a little you-know-what later.
If it starts to rain, we'll run over and help you pack your books away.
Especially, thank you very much. Thank you.
See you later.
And during the week, they're all sold.
I had to make two last night. I've never even left one.
Some new stalls getting set up.
Oh yeah. Oh, fudge. Yummy.
We could probably ask the people around the trains.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go have a chat.
Don't want to disturb people while they're shopping.
Yeah. Some very excited children by the looks of it.
Shall we go? Come on.
No.
Come on.
My hat.
My hat.
Mummy's got her jacket off. Oh, yeah, I thought you did.
Do you want
to take your jacket off? No.
Right, you're going to walk. Just sit in the bed. Have they just come off the train? Hello.
Excuse me.
Yes. Have you just been on the train?
Yes.
Can we just ask you about it? Just doing a podcast for the Moira Furness.
Cool.
How was the train ride? Did your little one enjoy it?
She really enjoyed it, yeah. It was lovely.
Was it your choice to go on, or was it the little one that
it
said,
was I want to go on this definitely train. Her choice to go on. She saw it, wanted to go on, definitely.
Oh, fab. Lovely. Are you local to the area?
Yes, we're just living over Seal. So not far away.
Yeah. Have you done any of the craft fairs before here? Have you visited?
This is our first one that we've been to this year. We have been before, but this is our first one this year.
Someone's very interested in our chocolate biscuits.
Yes, raiding the bag.
Are they yummy? Yeah, yes. Did you like the train? Yeah,
the train fun, Poppy.
What did the train do? Did it go choo choo? Oh, I'm glad you had fun.
Thanks for having a quick chat with us. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
It's a two-way train.
Yeah.
Do you want to chat to anyone who is waiting?
Moira used to like have a train station near it. Wow. Get
back here. I would imagine so. Although, well, I suppose.
Yeah, it'd be after the canal because they'd.
Yeah, because they would have initially loaded all the stuff onto canal boats. But then, yeah, when trains started to get more popular, that's when the canals were less used, so. I imagine they got one eventually.
Yeah.
No, because there's no stalls at that end through that bit. The stalls are up here. Shall we start walking?
Okay.
So you just tell it, or pass it round, actually. If you pass it round, grip it quite firmly.
Alright.
Just leave a bit of a pause before you say anything.
Yeah, but so. I've seen her hands when she's been gripping that firmly. She's going back down there, yeah. She's like that.
White knuckles.
Yeah. Yeah. Shaking.
Do you want to hold it? Does that mean I have to go first? How's my morning been? It's been really nice, actually. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I knew it was going to be a nice day because look who we've got for company. Obviously, it was going to be good.
Sorry, that was really loud.
But yeah, it's been great. We've been really lucky with the weather. I'm going to be a typical British person and go there straight away. The weather's been great. Had a lovely ride on the boat. Yeah, it's just been lovely, hasn't it, guys? It's been lovely.
Brilliant.
How about you, Tina?
I've really enjoyed today. I think it's been fantastic to see everybody around the furnace enjoying the craft fair, the country park, seeing the cyclists, even getting some real-life young people to test out our new digital interactive trail that's been designed by Neve. And I think as well, I really like looking at the train because I've never seen that before, and obviously it's something that's pulled in a bit of a crowd. And lots of people love steam engines, apparently. So, yeah. And a big thumbs up to Jess's fudge, which has just topped off my lunchtime sandwich wonderfully. What about you?
Big thumbs up to Jess in general.
Big thumbs up to Jess in general. Yeah, yay.
Well said, Nate.
Yeah, Jess all round. Yeah. Part of a dynamic duo that are obviously, from all the people we've spoke to at the furnace today, very highly respected. And obviously people feel that they are doing a fantastic job and they've turned the place around, and you only have to look around to see that people are really enjoying themselves. And there's not just one particular group around, is there? It's not just older people, it's not just families. Actually, if you look around, everybody, you know. Yeah. And what I did love was seeing the amount of dogs that are having a trip on the boat as well. So that was extremely dog friendly. What about you, John?
Well, I was quite nervous about today, obviously, because of the weather and the fact that Hayley was here. But so, you know, both of them have been all right, actually. I'm pleasantly surprised. You expected me to say something horrible, Hayley, didn't you? No, I think it's great to come to somewhere that I think Tom mentioned Hidden Gem, and a few other people did as well. And he said, you know, his mission really is to make it a gem that's not hidden, but maybe well known, to rival Snibston and play Conkers and stuff like that, so people come. I think it's amazing to discover something that local people are discovering post lockdown. They never realised it, because he said people have been coming for a walk on the country park and then not realising there's actually a museum here. So, and I was talking to one of the stallholders about, he supports it because he lives quite local and he travels to other festivals, but he likes coming to this one because there's something on his doorstep that he can support that's actually people that he recognises as well. So I think the value of today is, I think, one, we've discovered something where we could probably do events in the future and other projects, and, you know, even post Y Heritage, it's somewhere that you could bring young people from the Y for a day out, even if it was to do something team building wise on the canal with the boat or something. That'd be quite good. But I like the fact that you've got something like this, which obviously there's loads of young people about, and then to test something out, you know, Neve's creations are amazing. I think they're fantastic. They could lend itself to being stickers and badges and backpacks of stuff for primary schools to do and everything. I think it could really kind of, you know, you could do a different trail every time you came. You've started something that's quite amazing, Neve, actually. So I think, you know, hopefully they'll run with it and take it from there. But I've had, yeah, I think it's been pretty cool. And, of course, I'm here with my friend Rob. So, Rob, how's your day been?
Well, I have the honour of Edison and all this later, so I'll only cut myself out anyway. But I want to go.
You
want to
hear what Neve?
He did it deliberately. Do you know he's how he did that?
Cheeky.
Cheeky. Go on.
Okay.
Just be honest, Neve. Not too honest.
Yeah, not too honest.
I hate all of you. I don't want to be here.
He's become blatantly obvious.
One of the biggest successes of today is Neve's confidence has gone from here off the scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been good. What have you enjoyed the most?
I've just enjoyed seeing all the people around looking really happy. Just even without all the activities, just it seems like walking around and looking at everything. And it's great that the museum's getting more attention.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. Very good.